quite a portion of events made clear by prophecy, running concurrently with our studies in rather the voice of the sign and running currently with the events made clear by prophecy. So this is then the title of the message is Events Made Clear by Prophecy, and subtitle The Voice of the Sign, and whatever number it is. I suppose it'd be number 4 by now. And as we said last Wednesday, we say again that in our studies for some time now, we've read and commented on several messages of the prophet. We've woven together different ones as we saw necessary. Now, Bill's got some messages there. You can kind of follow me after a bit. All these messages are definitely Brother Branham's own witness to Almighty God and the printed word and to himself and the interrelationship of all three. Now, that's standard understanding, that these messages are a witness to himself. Now, most people don't like a witness. They said to Jesus, you bear witness of yourself. He said, certainly. And they bore witness of themselves. But he said, there's a greater witness, which is the witness of God. Now, he had John the Baptist. He witnessed to himself, but the great witness was the vindication. Thus, in these studies, we must never lose sight of the fact that the prophet is revealing the hour in which the church is living, and he is bringing us an understanding of what is presently occurring. The main thrust of it all is that in an hour such as now, God has a prophet ready as a sign to the people, and this prophet is vindicated by a sign like a voice to attract the people. That's what it actually is, a voice to attract the people. And when the sign has caught the people's attention, God speaks by the prophet, and then the people can be ready as judgment must come. Now, that's a very, very strong and true statement that must not be overlooked when you begin thinking in terms of the prophet bearing witness to himself, to God, and to the printed page here that has been opened in this hour, so we know what the Bible has said is for this hour, and it's vindicated that it is. Now, don't forget that judgment must follow this. Now, right away, people think, well, hey, great prophet in the land. God's opening great scripture. Bible days are here again. Oh, we can have great ministry. That's all wonderful, but that's not the truth. That's not the truth. The truth is judgment. Now remember, Brother Branham categorically said, when you sing the song, I'll go with him through the judgment. You're doing it now, because the judging word is here, and you've accepted. There, the two of them go together. You can't separate. He will judge the world in righteousness by one Christ Jesus, who is the Word, the Logos. But also, he is delineated here in a printed form, but that's not Jesus. That's about Jesus. See? That's in there, telling us. Now, therefore, judgment has been pronounced upon the bride. And the judgment is the verdict. You are the virtuous, righteous, sinless bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. You didn't do it in the first place. Amen. That takes care of it. To the world, judgment has already set in. The judgments are in the earth now. This world is judged. So therefore, you must understand what this message is all about. What we're talking about. What the prophet talked about. What over 1,000 recorded sermons were all about. What a ministry is all about. It is that judgment is in the land. The day of the vengeance of our God. And that word vengeance is, the Greek and the Hebrew, my brother, sister, is a peculiar, funny language. You can have as many as up, I think, up to almost 30 different meanings according to context and circumstances on one word. And where vengeance may be, you're going to take vengeance on a person to destroy him. It may be the same word to avenge means to vindicate. And when a man took a vengeance on somebody in the Old Testament because he slew his brother or something like that, then the vengeance was the brother's death was vindicated. There was a city of vengeance. You know, of shelter and protection. Now, this prophet then coming at such a time as a witness to the presence of Almighty God, a witness to his own presence and the interrelationship, the explanation of the word of Almighty God, that is truly 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, which is a military command. And the military command is setting the church in order according to 1 Corinthians 15. The whole thing lines up because the word subdue comes from that same word. And it's not a subjection wherein somebody is subjecting as though someone were a miscreant, must be put in his place, or a wild animal brought under subjection. It is a placing in divine order. So therefore, church order has been instituted. So you can have a Hannah now prophesying if she's in the little room by herself. If she does it according to what the Word lays down. But the church order goes far beyond that, is to see the people themselves know their placing. So that Brother Branham said 10 people with one mind through the revealed Word of Almighty God could bring on a rapture. What's holding us back? Well, people don't understand the simplicity. We're too complex. We keep on trying to, in every way, trying to figure out what Brother Branham said by using our old dead theology. Now listen, my brother, sister. Luther's doctrine is full of wiggle tails. Wiggle tails don't get until the thing's dead. It's rotting. Wesley's full of wiggle tails. Pentecost full of wiggle tails. Now, if you wouldn't eat that for your divine food of this hour, then how come you're willing at any point of your life to interpret what Brother Branham said on the basis of wiggle tail or worms, vermin, decayed substance, dead manna? How could you possibly interpret? Because you see, if you're eating that, you're putting a new patch on an old garment. If your mind is full of that, there's no way you can understand the Word of Almighty God. It's the gospel of this kingdom that must be preached, then the end comes. What gospel? Paul's gospel, the message. Don't you know God allowed his prophets to so thoroughly identify themselves? It's called Moses' law. Moses' law, my foot. It says Moses allowed a bill of divorce. How come Moses could allow anything when God said, see, thou makest according to the thing that I showed you in the mountain, the pattern? You say, that's a permissive will. Then who gave him permission? Moses' law signifies a definite period in an era. Paul's gospel signifies a definite period in an era. The gospel of the kingdom, it's amongst us, signifies an era. So it's William Branham's message. It was Paul's message at first, then carried on by Irenaeus, carried on by Martin, carried on by Columbo. On up to Luther, then to Wesley, and now. And the identification is there. And you cannot identify a message without identifying God. For Paul said, if I come and say a thing which God did not say, I make him alarm myself. So we have a vindicated prophet. And a vindicated prophet is the amen to the Word of Almighty God, and it's the amen to our hearts too. Alright? Let's start reading. Last Wednesday night, we came to the place where Brother Branham talking of this great gift. A tremendous gift visible before the people. Page 17, paragraph 70. Now, speaking of Israel as an illustration, Israel believed that gift that God gave them. If America would just believe enough to repent. That gift that God's given us this last days. Now, I'm on the page 18. I get mixed up here because you see, I've had to turn my stuff back and forth over my little copier. All right, if America would just believe the gift that God's given us in this last day. Now, what's the gift? His Son in the form of the Holy Ghost. Now, look, I'm not such a smart theologian. He wouldn't be any good to you anyway. I'm not a prophet. I'm a very mediocre teacher. So, therefore, I cannot explain all these things. But I'm not so stupid I cannot tell you what the prophet said. And he said that God's given us his Son in the last days. And that Son is in the form of the Holy Ghost. Not the high priest at the right hand of majesty on high. But the Son nevertheless. Now, in the form of the Holy Ghost, he's known as the Son of God. You say, how do you figure it? I've known that all my life. Not all my life, but I've known for years and years and years. I caught that over there in the first chapter of the book of Romans. Let's go there. I don't have much to read today, so we'll maybe get through by noon. Who knows? Or day after tomorrow. All right. Verse 3, according concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. The one that's in the flesh is the seed of David. He was born of a woman. His father was God. Now listen, the one that said, I came from God and I go to God was not that body. The one that said, destroy this temple and raise it up again in 3 days was not the body. It was beyond that. Now concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. That tells you right there. What is he? He's the Son of God. And he's in the form of the Holy Spirit. See, the one that's in the beginning was the Word is with God, and the Word was God. We'll talk about that later on again. Now, it says here that he's given his Son in the form of the Holy Ghost in this last day, which was not the first day, which was Pentecost. Then he's here, wherein he wasn't here in this particular form for 2,000 years. Brother Branham said so. Categorically said it's happened 3 times in history, 6,000 years, once with Moses, once with Paul, and now once with me. That's what Brother Branham said. I'm not saying Lee Bale. I'm saying William Branham. The same William Branham who said on the Take Me, See Lee, we haven't had a man that spoke face to face with God like Moses for 2,000 years since the time of Paul to now. All right, that's presence. Now you can do what you want with it. You can make him on a yo-yo and say, while he came down, he went up, he'll come down again, go up, show me a scripture. That's latter rain. You people don't know your church history. I do. You don't know your religion. I do. I got a funny memory, plus God has blessed me because I'm dog lazy. Don't blame the poor dog. But I'm lazy and he's let me read just the right books at the right time because he knew my nature. Now some of you folks this morning might carp about my nature. Think that one over. If God gave William Branham a nature, he gave me a nature, he gave you a nature. I don't like yours either. Paul didn't like Barnabas. They had a fight and he threw him out. If you're sitting here, I hope you're smart. Sometimes the word the wise is very, very good if you catch it. If you don't catch it, you catch it later on. I just gave you a double entendre. I'm tough this morning, but I'm hanging tough. Doesn't bother me one little bit. Not one little bit. Because I'm preaching His Word, and I'm going to preach His Word. Contradiction? I care little. God, well, anybody thinks that, that's not my business more. Not to hurt anybody, but just lay it on the line. I'm minding my business. This is my business. All right, he's here. God has given His Son again in the form of the Holy Ghost. And Hebrews tells they'll crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh because you cannot crucify Spirit. But you can crucify what the Spirit has done. And what He's doing. And what He's saying. And you go to the lake of fire for it. Because it's basking in the Holy Ghost. Because that's Bible. Not because I preach it. Who cares what I preach? Brother Branham categorically put the blaspheming of the Holy Ghost in this hour as in no other hour. And I showed you that night where authority lay. The authority either lays in God or it lays in man. That's what they thought. But authority does not lay in man because no man could give William Branham the gift. They said, John the Baptist. Brother Jesus said, who is he? Is that of God or man? They said, we cannot tell you what authority is. He said, neither do I tell you about authority. I cast out these devils and do these things. William Branham could cast the devil. Show me the Pope. Show me the church. Show me the conclave of men. Show me the people raised up anywhere to pray, 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 and pray some more and fast some more. As your skin and bone. So I'm going to confer a gift. Go ahead. The gift is either of God or the devil. Make up your mind. Brother Branham said one day, he said, Lee, he said, you and I are just alike. Now, you know my facetious way. I could have said, well, Brother Branham, so, you got two eyes, I got two eyes, you got one nose, I got one nose, so what? What's new? But I knew better than that. What do you mean? He said, because I got a little gift of healing, nobody wants it. You got a little gift of teaching, nobody wants it. Did he lie to me or did he tell me the truth? Oh, he said, Brother Bale, I love you, but I don't think too much of you. You don't have to, but you should prove what you're saying. You don't want the gift. Why didn't you do that? When I don't even go near people, they'll say and do the things, and I'm not trying to grind an axe. I'm just laying this thing out this morning because, look, if there's any future trouble, it's going to be all on you, not on Lee Vale. I'm not dealing with rumors and this thing and that thing. I'm giving you the facts. I don't have to go near people. But everything is fabricated. I'm not defending myself because I care less for defense. My defense is of God, and I can defend myself pretty good, too. And I'll do it in love and kindness. Well, I'm a tough preacher, but I haven't said one thing out of order this morning. You can't criticize that. There's no way, shape, and form. I want to ask you a question. Where is the authority from? Where is my gift from? If I do, I do have a gift. Brother Brandt said I had. Well, of course, he could have meant I'm a false teacher. And that's a gift, too. I got it from the devil. See, understand what I'm saying? Well, let's get the thing clear this morning. Because it's going to be clear. That's all there is to it. Because I cannot afford to make steps in the wrong direction or somebody in my path. I can't afford it. God doesn't want that. And I know you people don't want it either. Now, he said he's raised from the dead. What is that raised from the dead? The sign of Jonas. The sign of the resurrection. What is it? The fact that he is here. And he's raised from the dead. He's in the form of the Holy Ghost. And he's here according to his promise. And I want to ask you the question. Where is the promise set in the scripture that Brother Branham based his foundation on? Because he's got to have Bible for it. That's where I got in trouble. And I remained in trouble. Because I said, Brother Branham had to have something in scripture for the appearing different from the coming. I've got to look again, not to try to pry things out, but to stand there and wait if God might show me something. And I found the presence. We call the parousia. But not being a prophet, I can't get pure insight like prophets can get. So I took the word parousia and I dwelt on it until I found the word presence was much better. But you know what I did? I went to the Bible trying to get God to help me through the message that Brother Branham gave. What does he mean by presence? By appearing. And that's what I was looking at, the appearing, and the presence is the appearing. And here it is right here. Now, I want someone to tell me different from this. If they can, I'd like them to put me straight, because I would like to be straight. And I'd like to see the prophet put straight, too. Because in this last days, he said, this last days, God's given the gift. And his Son in the form of the Holy Ghost raised from the dead. How do you raise the Holy Ghost from the dead? I'm not answering that question because I can't. The Holy Ghost can't die. The closest I can get to that one was that Jesus was the chemistry of the entire form of attributes in Almighty God. And when you saw him, you saw God. Even as you see dog, but you don't see God. Dog, but you just see. Can't do. And they saw the actions. They knew it was God because God casts out devils, and the devil doesn't cast out devils. Amen. So those people who said, Brother Branham casts out devils by Beelzebub, because it was said, I know it was said in Florida. He was called a false prophet, and that means he's casting out devils by a devil. I want to ask you a question. Did that man blaspheme the Holy Ghost? If I know the word of God, brother, sister, I am not his judge, but this word is the judge, and Brother Branham pronounced it, that man will go to the lake of fire. There is no repentance. Authority. Now listen. He said America would only believe the gift that God's given to us in these last days. His Son in the form of the Holy Ghost raised from the dead, living amongst us according to his promise. Now, of course, that's Matthew 12 and Matthew 4. We know that. There's no problem. If we'd only cherish that. Cherish what? The gift. So I got the Holy Ghost. So what? Brother Bannon said, you can be baptized the Holy Ghost 1,000 times a day and go to hell. What was he talking about? Anointing. He said, the seals open up the truth of the true baptism and the false. Do you think Luther wasn't truly baptized with the Holy Ghost? No. It's this hour. It's this hour and the Spirit falls upon all. Now he said, it'll only go to the elected. Come on, think about it. There's your picture of who's elected. You say, Brother Vail, am I elected? If you can't understand this, you're not elected. I can tell you right now. If you need me to tell, you've got to ask the question after I've dealt as strong as I've dealt on this. All these sermons, and you don't understand, this makes you a believer. This proves where the Holy Spirit is. This proves where election is. Then, my brother, my sister, You're on your own. Now, Pete's more of a pastor than I am. He wasn't called to take care of goats. There's no use me teaching either, because I can't teach goats. Where you stand this morning. You say, oh, Brother Dale, some big thing. This is the big thing. What would you call a big thing? Well, if the Lord just filled me to such a place, I'd be such a character. You are a character. So am I. When I say you, I mean me. It's a principle. You know that. I just let you know. Oh, I would have this mighty ministry. Ha! Judas had a mighty ministry, raised the dead, healed the sick, everything else. He was the son of perdition, and he was called Diabolus. He was the devil incarnated. I didn't say hi, devils, but I could have. Not to mock anybody, but to get your attention, to make you realize where we are this morning. Now, if I've got to use this method of teaching, I'll use it. But we have, all of us from this pulpit down, have got to realize that God wasn't fooling, even if we are fooling. If you'd have been there that day when I was kidding Brother Branham, one of my left-handed remarks, when he whirled and looked at me, he stared through me for 3 solid minutes. Like a man of stone, eyes of flint. And I knew this was no place to fool. That was just a man. But the gift. We'll get down the line eventually. This goes to the next. For no man can come to me except my Father draws him. And all the Father's given me will come to me. Just seed sowing. Just seed sowing. Huh? What is it? Just seed sowing. Now what did the prophet say? Just seed sowing. You heard it said? Hebrews 6. Verse 4, it's impossible for those who are once enlightened, tasted the heavenly gift, were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, taste the good word of God, the powers of the world to come, having fallen away, to renew their repentance again, seeing they crucify themselves, the Son of God, to face them over shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, bringeth forth herbs meat for them by whom its dressed received blessing from God. But that which bears thorns and briars rejected, nigh the burning. And Brother Branham had a vision, not Matthew 13, but Hebrews 13, where a man in white went forth sowing. Who was that man in white? You say Jesus was correct. He came down to re-sow. But who did he entrust the seed to because he's in the form of the Holy Ghost? William Brand. Now who's the seed entrusted to? All the bride. You got a witness? The others have ministries which you don't have, but your ministry is no different from theirs, and it's just as great. Look at Hannah. It falls some this way and that way. But they're seed sowing anyhow. It'll catch its roots wherever it's at. They'll catch it. Now in Matthew 13, there was those that didn't have a root. But you notice the roots are already there because it's coming from Luther. But it is only a grafted in. Instead of an original, it won't work. Now what's the grafted in? We're not Lutherans. We're not Wesleyans. Some came out of Pentecost, some came out of Wesley, but you've got to obviate that. What he's saying, it's a word that's grafted into a word. And if it's the wrong word this is grafted into, it's perversion. It's a lemon tree bringing forth apples, or oranges rather, because it's related. But if it's a proper seed grafted in or word to the other word, is not a patch on an old garment. It'll bring forth original branch. People say, I want to get back to Pentecost. You either are or you aren't. What does Pentecost signify to you? Gifts? They never had gifts at Pentecost. It was the Holy Ghost. Just came later on. They cause havoc. The word alone can discern thoughts and intents, not gifts. People thought Brother Branham had a great gift. He tells you right here what the gift was. His son in the form of the Holy Ghost. And he said, I've got to learn to get out of the way. What do you get out of the way for? A gift? Not a gift, the gift. Brother Brown didn't excoriate gift, but he said, leave it alone, get away from it. That's where Tommy Osborne got his start. It was good. Notice, here they were. We find out that that day Ahab, I was illustrating again, the nation had got them Israelites doing anything, any kind of things they wanted to do, and still profess to be Israelites. How did Elijah command, Elijah condemn that generation with all that was in him? Now notice how Elijah, now he's the Elijah this hour, and he condemned that generation with all that was in him. What was in him? Malice, bitterness, woman hating, grouchiness. You're talking about Lee Dale, maybe, but not William Branham. And it was God. For God was in the prophet. People can say the blessing of God was on William Branham, the gracious words that he said, showing forth the praises of God in ministries and those things to help people, then the same God was in William Branham in condemnation. Because he said condemnation and judgment has to follow whenever there is a prophet at this hour. Now keep our type straight and keep our scripture straight. All right. Now, how Elijah condemned that generation with all that was in him, and God vindicating him that he was a prophet, a judgment prophet. I put that in there. William Branham, judgment prophet, just before the coming. Now, I've got, there's something in there very, very peculiar. Let's look at it again. Elijah condemned that generation under Ahab just before the coming of what? The pillar of fire to take him home. Come on. One of these days, little children, it'll pick you up. What will? It. Where is it? So did John. Walked right up. Now he's talking of John, who's Elijah for his hour, and he's talking about himself in his hour. You follow me? And Israel had married this woman to Herod, Philip's wife. Walked right in his face. He pulled no punches. He wasn't afraid some presbyter was going to put him out. He carried no fellowship card, only with God. He was his prophet. They forgot to capitalize the H in there. The word was with Elijah, John. He didn't have to ask any bishop or deacon. How much authority does a bishop and deacon have over a minister? No more than the gift in the church has. He was anointed. He had the word. In other words, I want you to notice here, Brother Branham is telling you categorically that he is the supreme and absolute authority, that he alone is authoritative in this hour. It's not what I say unless I say what he said. And I'm only talking about him, now I'm not talking what he said, except that he said it here. Walked right into his face and said, it's not lawful for you to have her. Okay, you Pentecostal gals, let that hair grow. Take off those slacks, put on the skirts and the right kind of that. Not skinned down like a wiener, like he said. He said, already, so you can't help the way you're built, but don't accent it. Nobody can help the way they're built unless they're just, you know, foolish people in the sense that they have a chance to do better by themselves, and don't, I'm in that category too, don't worry. You people are trying to eat to get thin, I'm trying to eat to get fat, so that puts us right in the... And in position to be, you know, a lawful punch at us. Walked right in the face and said, it's not lawful to have a right. He pulled no punches to nobody. Those wicked women committing adultery, carrying on. Now, the Philip's wife wasn't, so were the rest of them. Like Amos when he came on the scene. Another illustration. Looked over there. We don't know even where he came from. Why does he say that? He's answering the question. Where is William Branham in the Bible? Where did he come from? What's in anybody's business? What's anybody's business? You know how he must look upon that city Samaria like the tourists did, all beautiful, the preachers all in harmony with the nation, and the league with the nations, and the league with the nations, and everybody. In other words, just the present condition, peace, 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 there is no peace. Everybody's still living in sin. Well, it just means you get in a league with people, you simply sin all the more, there's more of you to sin. Right? Certainly. Brother, sister, separation is the way to get away from sin, not joining. God always separates people. They're always a minority. They're a very scanty minority. That's the thing, my brother and my sister, that people simply can't like. It's the old peer pressure bunch. Be like us. Well, what's bad with us? We're nice guys. Nobody said they weren't nice guys. Just stay away from them. I know Stengel didn't say it. They say he said nice guys are losers. He didn't actually say that, but nice guys are losers. The nice guys are the losers. Because they're too nice for the prophet. They couldn't stand him. Some people call it ranting and raving. One of my best friends did. It just about killed me when he said that. His eyes narrowed, his bald head shone. How do you know he had a bald head? All prophets don't have bald heads. William Branham had a bald head. You think he's not talking about himself? Come on. Come on. There's no different spirit in a different prophet. It's the one and the same spirit. God's his own prophet. He just uses a mask or a mouthpiece. God's his own pastor. You tell me he's not the chief bishop. The chief shepherd. That pastor is already here in the form of the Holy Ghost. He's appearing. He's his own teacher. He's his own evangelist. He's his own apostle. All things rub and form into him. He might have the glory. I wish we'd give him more. He wasn't much to look at. Now, William Branham at the end time wasn't too handsome, but as a young man, he was very, very, very handsome. And as an older man, he was still very nice looking. He'd lost his hair, but so what? No big deal. As he once said to some guys that were mocking another fellow, didn't have much hair. Well, he said, Brother Jack, it's this way. He said, female hormones is what have all the hair. He said, it's a good thing we don't have much hair. I thought he cut him down very good. I love Brother Branham. You can see why. we had our moments. All right. It wasn't just that. We need an Amos on the scene today. We got him. Tell you that. Would we receive him? Certainly not. No more than they did. He'd come on the scene. He would come on the scene. He'd tear down every organization, every denomination. Now listen, he wasn't kidding. Why? For the sake of the Word. That's what I said. If you people can understand what I'm preaching and understand my stand and my spirit and everything about me, it's Word, Word, Word. From there we go or we don't go. Except we go down. You talk about love. You talk about authority. You talk about this. Forget it. Don't even come near me with your hogwash, claptrap, and balderdash. Get with that Word. Then we'll see what's working in us. And you'll see a genuine love. A genuine humility. A genuine trust. At this time we haven't got it, but we're trying to get there. Now don't tell me I know better. Now my yelling and screaming is not going to make the difference. The only way I got to emphasize. Wish I was smart like somebody else. I'd emphasize differently. But I want to understand once and for all, as I've said many, many times, once and for all, and I say once and for all again. This is the only reason I am here. In this pulpit. Is for this Word. And it's here and it goes everywhere. The way I teach it. And I believe I teach it just what Brother Branham taught. If I'm wrong, you tell me in that paragraph I read. What does he mean when he said, God in this last day has given us his Son in the form of the Holy Ghost? Who gave what to whom? Tell me. Explain it. Don't mean him out me. Where's the meanie mouse? Get up and lies. Detractions. Incriminations. Just tell me. What it means? I can't explain it. But I believe it. I don't just believe it, I know it. You know why I know it? Prophet said so. I can lock my jaws and stand here in the face of destruction, though I may quail inside and even give up in the flesh. But I'll be like Galilee in my heart when the Pope said, we're going to get you, boy. We'll fry you if you don't say the world square. He said, the world square. And he said, just the same, still around. I may not be better than Galileo. I may be a humbug in many ways. But this is what the prophet said. I quoted it. We need an Amos. And he'd tear them to pieces. And notice what he said. The organization, the Bob here, Jezebel, he'd tear them to pieces. They accused Brother Branham of saying, they'd kick him out in the street and say, that old fanatic. They said worse than that. They said that false prophet. That judge. But he had, thus saith the Lord, for it's written that way. Denominations receive him. Is that kicked in up? Thank you. I have to kind of tie it up there. He said here, denominations receive him? No. He had nobody to sponsor his program. Now, why did he say that? That's the time he went to Alabama. Not at that time. I think it's referring to the Alabama situation. He went down there with all kinds of sponsors. By the time he got through, there's one man, a missionary alliance man named Brother Johnson. And then there's also a oneness man named Urshan that sponsored him. The rest came away. Would this great fine city of lust, like Samaria was, would they receive this little unknown fellow with no fellowship card and nobody sponsor him anything else? He didn't have any sponsorship. But I'm just interject here and say, neither did Jonah. But when he popped that out of the whale, they said, this guy's different. He's got a connection. The connection's got to be God. In fact, he could be God himself. What about William Branham? Stand there and say, I challenge me. In 24 of your worst cases, I guarantee healing. Oh, come on. Get OPEC to try that. They ran the world for a while, and they had enough oil knowing everybody. Get the Pope and all these cohorts and all the daughters of Rome. Get them in there and let them say that. Let them give us one, thus saith the Lord. William Branham said, just one time should turn a nation. And he was scriptural. One time turned Nineveh. One time turned South Africa. But America. When America went this way, what was their spirit? Same way. Now listen, his coming as a prophet was a sign. His voice was from God. And it was identified. Now, not in the minds of the people who said, this is not that one, he's from the other one. For the question came, is not this the son of David? They said, no. Then whose son was he? He had to be the devil's son. I don't think we ever played that tape of the ass as the red heifer, did we yet? I better play it here. So that you might know what's in the mind of Israel at this point as concerning Antichrist. It is the most messed up concoction of gobbledygook you ever heard, and it's just like the Protestants. We'll play it. We'll just have to do that because it's too good not to play it and give you an understanding of what's going on in this world. All right. His voice was from God, and it was identified. Now, again, we must remember the simplicity, and furthermore, not only the simplicity, but watch this, please. The repetition of it has made it common. I've confessed many a time to you that when Brother Branham stood up there that long time waiting for the Spirit of God to move, and he said, now, here's the woman, almost all alone. He said, now, this is like the woman at the well. I said, oh, Brother Branham, I've heard that 100 times already. When are you going to stop? Now, if you're honest like me, and you were there, you might have felt the same thing. Then you might not. You might have been so thrilled, you'd say, hey, let's do 10, 20 more times. Or 200 times. See, I didn't realize what was going on in the simplicity. It's not big enough. It's not great enough. It doesn't titillate. It doesn't tantalize. It doesn't aggrandize. You haven't got something blaring across the sky like the fireworks that they have at your big doings. And blaring out like your big brassy bands or your stupid rock and roll. And that's not yours, that's the world's. And we find this day that we're living in is just a repeat of that again. Ministers and people ashamed to stand in the pulpit. And the gospel becomes a meal ticket to them. They're afraid to say anything. Some man's going to put them out of this, that, or the other. You know, people literally cringe around here. And not around this place, but I mean concerning the message, people literally cringe if they feel they're being ostracized or something. Come on, get used to it. I remember one fellow once said way back at my wife's in Hollywood Sanatorium taking care of the alcoholics, he says, I've been put on more and better bars than you guys ever got into. That man was rich, he could say it. He had the big Chevrolet dealership in Vancouver, and it was a big one. When he got the Alcoholics Anonymous, and they cleaned him up with the help of the Lord, and, you know, him and through the disciplines, he became a fine man again. He was a rich, rich, rich man. He just laid on ice. I've been thrown out of more bars. He's bigger and better ones you guys ever been in. See? People are people. He said they're afraid to say anything. Some man's going to put them out of this or put them out of that. There's only one man can put you out of heaven, and that's God. How are you going to be put out of heaven staying with the Word? What Word? Not a matter of conduct, but a matter of knowledge. For conduct must come out of knowledge, or it's not godly conduct. How could you do better than being one of the firstborn children into this world, like old Cain? His mother Eve. Of course, we know his daddy was. All right, he stands there, a beautiful, fine child, maybe 10 times handsome as his poor old Abel standing there. Great big bronze guy, you know how men like the bold chest and the thin hips, you know? That ain't no sign you're a real man. Could be closer to serpent seed. Preach it, Brother Bailey. Ain't gonna like that one. Well, come on, I'm telling you the truth. Taurus the bull ain't no sign of God. Oh, yeah, people got all mixed up on this stuff called voluptuous. Brother Brandon categorically told me in different ones what exactly what the serpent was like. He was the original giant. And you know something? How come all these people are being born and so big today? Oh, they say it's milk. Ha, ha, ha. It's jeans. Even the very fact everybody likes blue jeans is a sign of jeans. I'm running down your jeans. Wear them all you want. Around your neck for all I care. I don't wear them because I don't like them. I just don't like them. I don't wear them. I don't mind wearing them once in a odd time. But I'm not criticizing garments. I'm just telling you everything types today. Every single thing types. Because it's got to be in the natural to spiritual. Because God moved from the spiritual to the natural in order to bring it out. But you got to read behind the natural or it's going to throw you for a loop. Everybody knows that AIDS is going to judge the world. What's it a sign of? Sexual promiscuity. So has the church been that way? Come join us. Doesn't matter what you believe. We're all one. Hallelujah. Well, I ain't one with them, Brother Sitch, and I know you're not. Well, I hope we're one with each other. Because I feel we're one with God. I feel in this word that we're one with God. Brother Brandon said so. He said, how are you going to be kept out of heaven staying with this word? Now listen, that's what he sent you for. That's what he sent you for. They got that capitalized, that H in there. I don't know if they got this down right or not. But that's actually what was sent to you. And for that reason, I suppose. Remember the Bible said at such a time as it was in the days of Elijah, in such a day as it is in the days of John, that Malachi is going to return to the earth again. I'll send Elijah. Now don't get mixed up with Malachi 3, I'll send a message before him face. That was Elijah too. Malachi 4, he said, just before the great and terrible day of the Lord shall come, then the whole earth is going to burn like an oven, and the righteous shall walk on the ash of the wicked. That's the millennium. I'll send the prophet Elijah. What will he do? He'll restore the faith of the children back to the apostolic fathers, back to the word. Well, certainly. That's what the word's all about. That's what vindication's all about. That's what the prophet is all about. Word, 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 word. And don't change it. See? He'll be a prophet. He'll be a prophet. I'll send him. He'll be thoroughly identified. Listen, common sense tells you he's got to be identified. Anybody knows the assured voice of science isn't so sure. The assured voice of the preachers isn't so sure either. How can God make a thing sure? He has to send a prophet. I'll read again. Now just before, And what will he do? He'll restore the faith of fathers back. He'll have to be a prophet. I'll send him. He'll be thoroughly identified. His nature will be, now listen now, his nature will be the same as Elijah's was exactly. Elijah and John and William Branham were abrasive. They were abrasive to the sinner and the one who didn't know. But to the saint, he was anything but abrasive. He was merely the fine honing instrument God gave to bring us into perfection. Knock off the spots and fill in the bumps, the holes. What more could a person want? His message will be right on that line. What line? What lines are going to be on? What he's telling, if it's Elijah, you're going to be on Elijah's line. Let's go to 1 Kings 18. Let's find Elijah's line. Here's where the fire is, and then the fiery chariot. Verse 36. It came to pass the time of being offered, the sacrifice of Elijah, the prophet, came here and said, Lord God, Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and I am your servant, that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire fell. When the people recognize God, in this hour, personal God, their hearts are turned back. Now you say, just what about that word? Look, brother, sister, nobody's heart ever got turned back to God himself apart from this word. It's one. He is the word. Printed page and logos. Logos is the real thing. These are the articles concerning logos. This is description. This is God in printed form, as the brother Branham said. There's God in a manifested form to the prophet. And it's manifested because God bypassed his own word and made a way that you and I could see that pillar of fire. Now, he couldn't let us see it. Read a little reflection at times. But take a picture, that's different. God said, that's okay. Now, who would have thought of that? God thought of that. All right. He'll condemn, tear down, no fellowship, no cooperation, no nothing. Now listen to me. What Brother Branham's saying. He'll condemn. What this world needs is love, love, wonderful love. The world needs love, love, wonderful love. I'm sorry about that. That's not what the prophet said. You got to hang out something there that people can judge by. He said he'll condemn. Now remember, God says, I kill and I make alive. Remember we found that in Hannah's little prophecy? Hannah stands as a beautiful church that's going to bring forth the son in flesh. The bride. And she said, Lord, just a bunch of old beggars stumbling around here on the dung heap you've made princes. Hallelujah. She said, Lord, you kill and you make alive. There's none like unto our God. Blessed be God. And she said, everything I have which is bound up for my husband, he is my son. He said, Lord, you got it. Hallelujah. Everything I have is service toward you. All my fountains of my life bound up in him, they're yours. Hannah's quite a girl. She's like Proverbs 30, the woman who represents the church. She's busy day and night serving her husband. Why, listen, if you any woman here lived Proverbs 30, you'd be six or seven wives. You couldn't do what that gal did. There's no way you could spin the flax and spin the wool and take the produce to the market and sit in the gate and do everything under high heaven, take care of your husband and kids and rise early. You can't get some women out of bed with you after their son's up several hours. And men are just the same. I'm not going to care me the women. If I could sleep good, I wouldn't get up way past the sun up. I'm awake before the sun gets up. But that's not because I want to. Because I'm stupid, I guess. But that's the bride, see? Now remember, there's all kinds of groups then who say, this is Elijah's robe. Now watch this. And this is Elijah's doctrine. A whole group and organization turned out into Elijah's group or Elijah's robe. That's not scripture. God never did deal with a group like that. Now that's latter rain, see? When Elijah came on the scene, John the Baptist, both of them condemned the groups and the organization. He condemns them the way, now this Elijah does, condemns them the way they did, Elijah and John both. Not a group or denomination, but both in both their times condemn the groups and organizations. What then? The end time sign will certainly accompany the end time voice. I got an end time sign, it's got an end time voice. The end time sign is a prophet, the end time voice is condemnation. Judgment. Elijah's supposed to come on the scene, the man anointed that spirit, a woodsman, so forth, a lover of that. And come on the scene to vindicate. Now watch what the scripture now says now. Then you won't be deceived. See, the end time sign, the end time voice. God never did we deal with a group nowhere in scripture. Now I'm going to read three paragraphs here, and I might talk about some or come back. No. He deals with one individual because every man is different from every other man. Our thumbs are different. Our nose is different. Our actions different. Now listen, he's talking about William Branham. He gets one man till he can get him perfectly in harmony, till he can become that word. Now that's a prophet, and that man is William Branham. He's not talking about you and me. Some are going to sit here this morning and say, well, that's me, that is not you. Amen. I'm sorry, that is not you. You are going to stand in doubt until your change is on this earth, or you see the dead come out of the ground, and you're consorting with them. You will not know that you know. The foundation of God stand assured, and this is the Lord knows them which are his. A prophet is a different person entirely. Now by faith you know that you are part of him. But you don't have what the prophet has. I don't have. Brother Branham was a rare breed. Where the church was fashioned by the enemy, God fashioned that man. He was put in a tube. He couldn't do the things you and I do. How many of you brethren here, don't raise your hand, it's not necessary, or women. You said you started smoking, and you got away with it, and you had to quit. William Branham could never start smoking. The only reason I could never start smoking, I hated the stuff, and I didn't like doing things I didn't like. That's why my diet is killing me. I need some good fattening chocolate and all those goodies, you know, that decay your teeth, give you worms, and destroy your liver. Yes. Oh, lovely love. All the wrong stuff. God got in perfect harmony. Perfect harmony, a prophet. Now listen, perfect harmony with God. He said to me, in 64, all my thoughts are of God. That's the reason Paul said. Except I get exalted above abundance of the revelation, there was given me a messenger of Satan. Now this man had a revelation, and his harmony with God, and the word was one, to the extent, and this is not boasting, this is explaining, that God had to give that man something to keep him down. Now look, brother, sister, Moses got out of hand. And the Bible says he was in perfect health. 120 years old, all his teeth were in. Muscular reactions were perfect. His vision was wonderful. At 120, he's just like a young man. He didn't have any thorns in the flesh. He just, God took him. His thorn in the flesh was people bugging him. What was Paul's thorn in the flesh? Wicked nerves. Paul didn't have a lot of sicknesses. Maybe he had bad eyes. Brother Branham went along with that. But I think that could have been a cover-up. He just said Paul's bad eyes. Most students say that, but that's not necessarily in the Greek, in the original. But Brother Branham went along with it. But that wasn't that thorn. It was nerves. Just like he had nerves. Elijah was a nervous man. Remember we read how Brother Branham explained it? That Elijah, after this great and tremendous thing happened, old Ahab's wife Jezebel got him so upset. He said, well, I'm finished, God. Take me out of here. I've had it. This is it. He was so moody and so nervous. He was a mess. And John the Baptist, once he got thrown in coop in the jail, he got so nervous and moody. He said, I wonder if that was the right one. Now, prophets aren't perfect. Brother Branham got moody. How often behind the pulpit, he literally seemed to cry within himself and cry out, God, I got to know. You know, it's praying fast till they die or somebody got to know. Brother Branham, his body was so young when he knew he was dying. And I mean, he said, oh, Bill, quit talking that way. You know, you got the arteries and the stamina and the blood of a hemoglobin and so on, a 16-year-old boy. And he just turned his face and tears just flooded his front of his shirt, she said. Because God was going to take him in death, kill him on a road. But God kills and makes the lives. What's the big deal? He's dead. He'll rise again. He's not dead anyways. He's living in a better place than you and I live in. In fact, we'd like to go there if we'd be honest with ourselves. Sure, I'd like to get out of here. I mean, I figure I've used up my time now, and not too properly, but that's all right. I'm not going to ask God for more time. I'm asking for less time. I don't know if he'll agree or not. But to go is not a bad thing. You know? All right, a messenger given. Now, this is an explanation, is not boasting, but an explanation. Now, remember, he is not boasting. God forbid that I should boast or glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's not boasting. No, sir, his boast is in Christ. He's not boasting about himself. See, Matthew wrote, Luke wrote, Mark wrote, all of them. But they just followed Jesus and wrote what he said. But Paul had the revelation of who he was as Jesus, see? That's the thing. You see, his revelation was so great, he let him write the Bible like Moses of the Old Testament. You follow that? Moses, Paul, William Branham. The same one is here that gave it is now revealing it. That great man, Paul, that new revelation he knew Jesus of the New Testament was Jehovah the Old. So did William Branham when the three rainbows spread in front of him. The voice said, Jesus of the New Testament is Jehovah the Old. Who are you, Lord? I'm Jehovah. Jehovah's Savior. He had the revelation of it. And could place it to the Hebrews. And also the Romans. And to the Ephesians. And to all. He wrote those letters. Let's find out about William Branham, hey? Now, this is something you don't find in the tape. I had to ask this question myself. But you can believe me or not, but I don't care what you believe or don't believe. If you want to get down to that, it doesn't matter to me. I know what he said. And if you pay the cost of a lie detector or anything else, a voice stress machine, I'll be glad to go through. You got to pay it. And I said, John said, I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. It was in my mouth sweet as honey. As soon as I'd eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. I said, Brother Branham, is that you? He said, no, that's the word. You say, Brother Branham's not in the Bible. He sure is. That'd be a nice word in the Bible, too. Notice, after his sign had gone forth, singular signs, then he wrote the letters. Now, after Brother Branham, of course, his signs went forth, then he preached the word by revelation. Church ages, seals, the whole bit. See? Now watch. The nature of the coming will be the same. What coming? Elijah and what he does. Not Jesus coming. Although it's true he's here, spirit home before all in the form of the Holy Spirit. That's not what he's saying. Although that is part of it. The thrust is, what about Elijah of this hour? Our John the Baptist, our Elijah, if indeed we do have one. Well, it's the same way. Didn't he present, wasn't the pillar of fire with Moses? Wasn't the man Christ Jesus the corporal form with John? Then what would be with William Branham if he indeed is that one? Pillar of fire? Before Abraham was, I am. Paul said that that cloud that followed Israel day and night was the same Jesus. That same rock. We got the same one now. And people say he's the same. Yes, it ain't very based upon Mark 16. Come on. How can you base that on Mark 16? Oh, brother, sister, this is a billion miles beyond Mark 16 because the false anointing can take Mark 16 and do more than we can with it because we're anointed to that end. They're anointed to deception. Listen, brother, sister, and deception must cover the world. Antichrist. Truth is barely accepted. I guess it's out of here. 2 Thessalonians, right? Am I right on that? Well, come on. Are you with me this morning? I hope you are. I hope I haven't lost you by being rough. If I have, well, you know how it is. I didn't put a spur under the saddle. You know, I could have done that. I didn't put any spurs under the saddle. I just want to let you know that you know how it is. There'll not be a group, there'll be one man. Never did God deal any other way but one man. Elijah was not a group. John the Baptist was not a group. They were individuals. Malachi 4 says so. Doesn't say I'll send a group. It says I'll send Elijah. The word cannot change. Now, this message today does not ring a bell like it used to ring a bell, and it could point to latter rain. Because they believe in groups. Now, my feeling is this, to bring the message up to date, and I'm not trying to outdate Brother Branham, but isn't it quite possible that some people amongst us may say, well, our group believes this, so we're right. And then they get a coterie amongst them, a following, a little train, and they become a recognized head of something. You see why I don't go on the field? Anybody can say what he wants. You get my tapes at your own risk and your own danger. I don't visit any place. Tickets around the world. If I said, Brother Vale feels good, I'm ready to go to Europe, tickets come in. Australia, tickets will come in. South Africa, promised the other day again. When you coming over? I don't go anywhere. You get the tapes at your own risk. I've got no following. You believe what I believe, you could be in very great danger. Because the greatest lie in the world is 99% truth. So I'm saying there's a warning in here about groups. There are no security in numbers. There are not necessarily wisdom in numbers. There's not necessarily righteousness in numbers. There's nothing in numbers. Because God's infinite. He outnumbers them all. Swallows them up. Because trillion times, trillion times, trillion times, trillion times, trillions of trillions. Go into infinity, an infinite number of times. Mathematically correct?
Right.
Sure, I know that. I knew enough mathematics. I don't know them now. Careless. Now watch. The end time sign and voice will come in the scripture order, as it was promised. All right, Elijah's going to come and it's going to come in scripture order. Let's find out. We want to know what the end will be? Now, that's supposed to be a question. I don't know. They got a question mark here. Jesus told us in Matthew 24 and 25. Now, Matthew 24, 25, I don't believe it's the verse he wanted to use. Because that's, behold, I told you before. Let's see if I can find something over here, if I got this with me. And I better have it because I made it up. Let's just say I ran it off on my little machine. Let me see. See, right here now, I want to get this right where I'm at. Matthew 24, 25. Okay. Let's read a little further. Told us in also in Revelations all the way from 6th chapter, or the 1st chapter. Now, he's correcting himself, see? So there could be two corrections here. Plumb over to, well, the 10th chapter. Of course, that's Brother Branham, Revelation 10 and 7. Then he comes in the 19th chapter. So what's he saying here? The end time sign and voice will come to the scripture order as it was promised. So there's an order. And the order of that coming, then, will precede everything that's in Matthew 24 and 25. Be a part of it. Be a part of Revelation chapters 1 through 10, although in there is a lot that the church misses, but it tells about it. And comes back in chapter 19 to set up the millennium. So, and that will end in the great white throne. So what's he saying? Are we in the period when time blends into eternity? The answer is yes. Sorry, we go to Matthew 24 then. Yeah, here it is. I think. Now, you see, this, it seems so hard for you. So you see, not the Son of Man himself, this is anointed ones, but the seventh angel, the seventh messenger, is revealing to the public the Son of Man because it's left the shuck. And this is blurred out here. They won't recognize him. Now, let me read the rest. Notice the very day when this messenger, not when he starts, but when he begins to declare his message, see, the first pull, healing, second pull, prophesying, third pull, the opening of the word. The mystery is revealed. No more. There is no higher order than to reveal the word than prophets. But the only way the prophet can be vindicated is by the word. And remember, the third pull was the opening of the seven seals to reveal the hidden truth that was sealed in the word. Do you see it? It's then in that day when this thing is to take place, the Jannes and Jambres, now that's Matthew 24, 24, you'll quote it, and impersonators will appear again, just like they did when Moses appeared in the original word to say it. They appear to impersonate it, that's in order to impersonate it, just exactly right. Now see, that's Matthew 24, 24. So this to me is a little misquote, a little flub there, no problem. Now, and the end time sign, it precedes this blending of time to eternity, when we're getting out of here, see, it'll come just exactly the way the scripture says. And what is that? That's in Malachi 4. See? After Elijah, things move right up to the end. That's what I'm telling you from this verse. Now, notice, the voice of the sign. Now, watch. The end time sign and voice will be in the scripture order. Now, Jesus in Luke 17, now he's going on now about this end time sign, which has a voice. It's Luke 17 and 30. The Son of Man revealed. No, right on. Promised the sign of the end time. The last sign was God manifested in a human body that could discern the thoughts that was in the Sarah's mind in the tent behind her. Now listen. Are you with me? Now listen carefully. I know I might have got you a little unsettled for the first year, but settle down and bear with me. Because if I'm edgy, don't worry about it. That's my nature, to be edgy. And I get over it. Eventually. Around it or something. Now watch. The last sign was God manifested in a human body. Now William Branham was not Emmanuel. God was in him, but he was not Emmanuel. So we're not talking of a human being like William Branham when we talk about the one Elohim who had on him a body of a human being, but it wasn't a human body. It was definitely a theophany. Of God's own creation. What he did is God's own business. Don't ask me. I don't know the answers. William Branham is not making himself God. But he's showing you, what is he showing you? He's showing you what I've been talking about in church order. They said, are you the Son of Man, William Branham? I thought the pillar of fire is Son of Man. He said, no, I am not the Son of Man, and the pillar of fire is not he. Now here it is. I am not the Son of Man, William Branham, and that pillar of fire is not he. Then what is it? It's in the form of the Holy Spirit. All right. Then where is that Holy Spirit? If that's Elohim, he's in there. But how is he moving? He's not moving on his own. He's moving through the prophet. Now listen, the Elijah of this hour is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Not a man God, but it comes through a prophet. And the prophet reveals the Son of Man. So therefore the Son of Man ministry is the Holy Ghost working in and through William Branham. And because Son of Man is a prophet, he's got the prophetic word, which is the interpretation of the word, because the word's already been given. But nobody knows what the word means. Now we're going to get to the end of this pretty soon. Just bear with me. It's only about 12:05, so we've got time. We're going to make time, that's all, because I don't want to continue. We're going to finish this today. Okay. Now, discern the thoughts of Sarah, the intent behind it. That's what he said. That's the sign that he promised at the end. What did he say it would do? Reveal the Son of Man. The ministry of Christ returned to earth in a human vessel. And he said, I don't do the works, my Father in me does the works. And Jesus said, greater works than these shall he do because I go to my Father. And he talks in the singular. And Paul said over here in Ephesians, now unto him that is able, at the exercise of his own power that is within you, to do exceeding abundant, above all that you can ask or think. And Jesus said, my thoughts are not my thoughts. And William Branham said, my thoughts are God's thoughts. Now, William Branham so identified with the word, the Logos, that he stands out there like a sore thumb, you might say. What a lousy expression to use. What else can I say? He stands out there so one with God in that word that he's absolutely God's man. He's God to the people. And he's not his own man. And he's not William Branham any longer. He's in a tube. He said a while ago, you all could smoke, I could have smoked. Except they hate the stuff. I don't like doing anything I hate. Castor oil, forget it. Maybe the good old Mescalos like it, but don't ask me to like it. Whipped cream strawberries. Now you're talking my language. Plus, take me over there in good health to the that nice little, what is that, the Café Doge over there in Columbus. Oh, mamma mia. You talk about, anybody want to gain weight? I'm not like doing things I don't like. And I can do them, too. Not William Branham. God stopped and put him in a tube. That man wasn't fooling. See, people just don't read into this thing, what he's saying here. Listen, it takes years. I've been looking at the study for 20 years, but look at, I've been hearing this message for more and way more. 20 years and been at the prophet hour after hour. This is becoming really real now. To see what it's all about. This is why I make those tough remarks that I make. God's showing me something. He's not showing somebody else, which I don't know that he is. But I can't take a chance that he's showing somebody else. I got to preach hard. If it's going to go around the world, I better know what I'm saying. Because I can't afford to send out just a bunch of junk and hogwash to people. Now, then, they might not like my language, but they pick up a lot of things that are going in between that language. And I think my thoughts are clear enough, we should get somewhere with it. Now, he said here, the last sign was God manifest in a human body that could discern the thought was in Sarah's mind. And that is Hebrews 4:12 that makes him the same yesterday and today and forever, which is exactly what was said down there in Genesis 18. Which is spread through the entire Gospels and brought back at this hour. And that is the sign. Backed up by thus saith the Lord. All the other false anointed try it. They make all kinds of claims. It will not work. All right, now listen. Let's keep going. It would be known in the days, the last days, when the Son of Man will be revealed to us. That's elect. When the Son of Man is revealed, that'll be the sign he'll be revealed by. Now, if that don't say that, it certainly does. Now, people are thinking, well, where does it certainly does say that? Okay, let's go down to paragraph 91. The Bible said the word of God sharper than a two-edged sword. Discern the thoughts that's in the heart. Now, that sign of Sodom has returned in the natural. And if everything is setting just exactly positioned the way it's supposed to be in the natural, then how come you can dismiss it from your mind that the spiritual isn't there? Now, you know I've said that time after time after time after time. Why do people? I never knew this was here, but in my subconscious I did. Don't worry. It wasn't original. It was put there by God through the prophet. You don't look at only the negative. You've got to look at the positive, because what's going for you as well as what's against you. So what's in the spiritual? He tells you the spiritual is the same in both seeds. God reading the heart, because Sarah laughed in her heart. What's really with this woman? Now, you could be here because you need money. You could be here because you're in some kind of sin. You could be here for this or that. He said, I don't know, but he'll tell me. And if he tell me, will you believe? Now, that's a different thing. Here's your picture. Now, one person's going to do it. Everybody tried to do it. Ephesians, the fourth chapter. He said, there's one body, one spirit, one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith. How do you get one faith out of a lot of guys? One revelation. Paul had it. William Branham had it. See, this is why I constantly get in trouble. I haven't got enough brains to shut up and keep my mouth closed when I find people saying they believe the prophet. This is why he made a mistake here. That was the proof. It hasn't come. And they know. Do they know? Brother Brand said that was the proof. It has come. Now, who are you going to believe? I can explain. I've explained to you what it means. I showed you by God's grace and God's scripture. I wouldn't know that was just perfect come what it wasn't as the prophet told me. I want to ask you a question. Would you know it except I explained it to you? I think give me a break. If I need a break at this time. Maybe you don't. A broken neck might be better than getting me out of here. They're supposed to break all jackasses next if they don't aren't redeemed, but I've been redeemed, so how are you? Yeah, a little tough, but it won't hurt anybody. I don't mean anything bad by it. Just say, look here. Because, see, the big question is about what about Lee Vail and this ministry that goes out around the world? That's mine and mine alone. That's mine and mine alone. And I'm telling you all this morning, leave me alone with my ministry. If you haven't caught it, I want you to know it now. I'm very serious now, because not one of you do one thing toward it, or can do one thing toward it, except be with me to help me, encourage me in prayer, and those things. But this is something between me and God and out there. That's the way it's going to go. Now, that's, if you wonder what's been sort of bugging me, because you can tell in midge this morning, I want you to know now, don't you fool with my ministry. Now, I'm not being rough on me, because I treat you all good and love you all. But I want this one thing known. I don't care if 40,000 people come in here at one time. I will be left alone with my ministry. It hasn't got one thing to do with anybody here except that I preach it here.
Amen.
I can't go on the road. There's no way. So that's what we are all about this morning. If you think I'm edgy, I am edgy. I spent sleepless nights on this, but I'm relaxed this morning. You might not think so. But I want you to know, that's just where it is. That's just the way it's going to be. And everything that pertains to it. If it comes to the place, which it won't, which is fine. We won't even talk about things that won't come, so that we're talking about things that are here now. Alright, listen. You could say that, no, it'll be something else than Elijah Ministry. It'll be a great building. It won't be that simple discernment. It'll be a great something. No, no, that's a long ways off. That's on the other side. No, it's against what God said he would do. He's telling you, no matter what people can gesture, no matter what people say, no matter what they hope, no matter what they think, no matter what they want, this is the way they get it. And only one people understand that. That's the election, because they understand sovereignty. And Brother Branham put it such a way, I'll never forget it, neither should you. God knew how many gnats there'd be, or fleas, and how many times they'd bat their eyeballs. How much it would take to make a pound of tallow. You see, I don't think God is that exact. Say, I don't think you believe God. I don't need a computer, I just need God. So do you. On the same boat. Now notice what he said. The scripture reads just exactly, because you have to have the Sodom sign in the natural. Now I've read you the spiritual. When was there any more homosexuals? Boy, he's 20 years out of date in that one. Shoot. He hadn't even run across herpes, let alone AIDS. And things as they are now. Wigan Dollar Generation. But listen, that types the spirituality of the church. Herpes and AIDS. Filth. Let's be honest. Sex is to bring forth children. What are they bringing forth? Herpes and AIDS. The process of the transmission of life in the churches, my brother and sister, and that's sex. It has deteriorated into herpes and AIDS and death. Nothing outside of this message comes to life. You see why? And Brother Brand screamed out, he said, they won't bear children unto God. No, they can't stand the sniveling, the, he said, and the slobbering at the altar, the crying, the speaking in tongues. That's all part of it. But that's not the big part. That just shows births are kind of a nasty thing. Nobody likes the blood and the mess around a birth. Now, this modern method of watching the babies born, count me out. I'm a weak brother. Just admit me as a weak brother and give me a cup of cold, weak tea, but don't ask me to get in that other stuff. What have they brought forth in organization? They brought forth nothing but disease. That's all. Hollywood stuff. Now, paragraph 89. Are we going to make Hollywood our example, or are we going to make the Word of God about it? Then that same group can see the Word of God vindicated. What did they do? They laugh at it because they're dead. Now watch it. Eternal dead. They never were alive. I saw that, as I told you, time after time. Broke my heart. When William Branham said, I come back here every year, and you women are worse than ever. He said, I talk about you preaching short skirts and your short hair, and you're worse than ever. And he said, ha, 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 ha. They all broke down and screamed in laughter. Oh, God. Yet they speak in tongues. Oh, they might be polished up. Believe this, believe that. Jesus said, you hypocrites. Those priests of that day, how can you say good things? Out of the abundance of heart, mouth speaketh. Call me good rabbi, good master. He knew their hearts. He could perceive what was in their hearts. He was the Word. The Bible said the Word of God, sharp two-edged sword, discerned the thoughts of the heart. Now that sign of Sodom has returned to the natural. And he preached this out in California. That is the sermons that I heard when they laughed and laughed. Now that sign of Sodom has returned to the natural, Southern California. Started out there in San Francisco. wicked city. And if everything is sitting just exactly positioned the way it's supposed to be in the natural, then how can you dismiss it from your mind that the spiritual isn't here at the same time? What's spiritual? God in a human form. God himself, Elohim. Jesus risen from the dead, proving the sign of the resurrection. The whole complexity of God. Read the other night, didn't you, about heaven? All of heaven was there. And what about now? What about now? Can't answer your theological question. I haven't got the answer, but I'm telling you what the prophet said. Yeah, everyone agrees that natural is right. But all the spiritual, they don't want to believe it because it interferes with doctrine. Luke 17 is a sign. What Luke 17? 17, 20 to 30. It's a sign that Jesus said in the last days, the nations, the churches, the people would be like it was in Sodom, the Gentile church, just before the burning up of Sodom. And there would be a group looking like Abraham. Now, 60 years ago when I was a kid, I told you we heard lectures on VD. And they said, don't you be promiscuous. Because you could be all loused up in your body, a terrible disease, and the babies would be born blind, everything else. And pretty soon then they got all kinds of prophylactics out, and then they got all kinds of shots, they would take it away, and that very encouraging. I can get BD, I can get gonorrhea, I can get syphilis, I can get this and that, and it's going to be just fine. That's right. Then they got herpes. And then they taught you how to live with herpes. Matt, that's what I told you, Reader's Digest. Did a great job. Goes around the world, 30 million people read it. That's a subscription, 30 million. And so maybe 5 people read Reader's Digest, 150 million people at least, and then who, God knows where it goes from there. And they say, oh, it's just fine. You can get herpes. That'll be fine. You can just go ahead and mess up and mess up and mess up. Now the herpes gone away. Now they say, ooh, 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 don't even kiss anymore. Now we're scared. Too late. Everybody's got it. The dread thing is here. And you know what they call it? AIDS. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome. In other words, you asked for it, baby. You got it. Acquire means I get it when I didn't have it. I don't have AIDS, but I got something pretty bad, except fungicide will take care of it. That's yeast infection. Now the associated lupus that our son died with with the same thing, and also Crohn's disease. Those things can be cured by a proper diet. But the sins of sex are not cured by sex. The sins of diet are cured by diet. But the sins of sex are not cured by sex. Now they reap the whirlwind. What is a whirlwind? You know as well as I do. Gets big enough, picks up and carries you in. Now God's whirlwind's fine, like Elijah, but not this other chunk. Jesus said, as was written in the days of Sodom. Go back and see what was in Sodom. He read the same Bible we read, same Bible. Go back and look what it was. Here was an elected group, Abraham's group. They were looking for a promised son. The Sodomites believed nothing about it. They were the lukewarm, the church members down in Sodom. That enlarges paragraph 91, see. Look at those three angels coming down. See what signs they showed. You'll see what signs you're living in. That'll be the sign. The voice of the time to be Malachi 4, to restore the people back to the apostolic faith, the fathers. There is a sign. There is a voice according to Scripture. See, the sign is the sign was as it was in Sodom. God manifested in human beings. And he said, where is your wife Sarah? She's in the tent behind you. I'm going to visit you according to the time that I promised you, he said. And Sarah back there said, how could it be? Me an old woman, him an old man, my husband up there an old man. We nothing like that between us. Said, it just can't be. He said, why did Sarah doubt that? Saying in her heart, how can these things be? Jesus said it would return. Hebrews 12 and 4 and 12. Remember, Abraham called that man Elohim, God, God. It had to be. Why? He could discern the thoughts. He was exactly on time. And Elohim, the Holy Ghost. Notice, Elohim, the Holy Ghost. Not another person. The same person returning into the church and to do the same thing. That would be the sign. And one prophet does it. Amen. And if one prophet does it, the church does it. He said, Elohim, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He said, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was Elohim. And the Word is with Elohim. The Word is with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. I can't understand the complexity, but I know that as it were, all heaven is here before us today. God Almighty took that last great step of redemption, and he's not here, he's just this, that, and lay it down to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. What have you got with the baptism of the Holy Ghost would do this? Not any group under God's high heaven of the whole church. Fire one, and that one was William Branham. Had every gift, it wouldn't do any good. You need William Branham. That's right. Who cares if anybody believes? I don't care if they believe. I preach hard for those that nail the thing down for those that do believe. Now, and Elohim, the Holy Ghost, not another person, the same person returning into the church and will do the same thing. That would be the sign. Super sign. Not William Brown is a super sign. Christ is a super sign, but he's here. Call him back to the Word. Restore the faith of the children of the fathers. There's the sign. There's the voice. Signs are usually accepted, but the voice is not. They don't like the voice, but they take the sign. They usually take it. They like the sign because they look at it. It entertains them, but the voice, they don't want it. Good work do you condemn me for? Oh, the works are wonderful, but you better shut your mouth, boy. I'm going to tell you something. When a man's got that kind of works, he better open his mouth as far as I'm concerned, or I'll take a crowbar. Open his mouth for him. Why do you think I stuck around all those years and wanted to see Brother Branham? I could sit back and watch. If I had ears to hear, you bet I had ears to hear. And I found out I didn't have ears to hear. You're plugged up with the cruddy wax of a Pentecostal, fundamental, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian hogwash. I was in all that stuff. Don't kid me. I started out as a Presbyterian. Went to the United Church. Looked at the Nazarenes. Got into Pentecost. Turned Baptist and the whole bit. So there you are. You talk about a hybrid. Hybrid's usually the mess between two animals. But I have so many animals, I don't even know if I can call myself a hybrid. But it doesn't matter. If you got ears to hear, it'll come. Don't have ears to hear, it ain't going to come. They want entertainment. Who needs entertainment? I told Brother Branham what day his face said. Brother Branham said, I wouldn't walk across the street to see you raise the dead, but I know you. That's a gutsy statement to make in the face of the prophet. He didn't feel bad at all. I didn't even understand false anointed at that time. But I didn't like the idea something out there was going on. I couldn't believe it. I hope you're the same way this morning. Not to be like me, but it's got to be the same spirit, brother. Sister. The same spirit of God does the same thing. He doesn't reveal two different things to two different people. There's one thing he reveals. Sure, you and I can't have different thoughts on this subject and be one with God. If we both got the thoughts of God, it's impossible. That's why it comes by one man. And we're all going to have one mind. They'll see eye to eye as they come to Zion. We're coming to Zion. We are Zion. It entertains them. See? Notice, all revivals want entertainment. I hate it. They go to church and they sing a song. Clap, 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 clap. Oh, what's this clapping for? Some kind of a sideshow circus? I was taught in church to be reverent. And someone sang, they sang for the glory of God, not to be heard and to be seen and you know, lauded. Fat. Maybe God didn't think we were so hot, so he had somebody clap for you. Just like those crazy shows, you know, they take some girl that's supposed to be, you know, the star, and she's supposed to have a famous voice, and she gets up and sings. And if they don't dub her voice, then she sounds like a cat meowing on the back fence. And they spend everybody clap, yeah, great singing. I said, oh, God, have pity. That's singing? Pooh, man. I'm a realist, not a surrealist. Ha, ha. Surrealist can have it. A realist is more pragmatic. That's a good word. I don't know what it means, but it sounds good. Remember the voice. Turn back to the word again. Jesus, sign of Messiah, according to Isaiah 53. The lame shall walk like a hart. That's wonderful. Oh, they accepted that. That was good. They believed that. They believed the sign. Come on, Rabbi. Come to my church. Give you full cooperation. Sure, we believe you. You're wonderful. You're the Rabbi. Young prophet. Come in. All kinds of cooperation. Signs, wonderful. But the voice said, I am the Father one. Oh, boy. They couldn't believe that. You make yourself God. They didn't want that voice. Brother Man says, the bride says, I am the Father one. That's it. Didn't they sign? Now, the works that I do, you'll do also. They said, he's Beelzebub. He said, you generation of snakes. What'd they do? Put the voice out. Sure they did. And if they make, no, Jesus said, if they call the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call his disciples? I ask, was William Branham a disciple? He sure was, therefore he's got to be Beelzebub to them. The voice said, the voice, return back to the word, away from creeds and nominations. The sign's right, but not the voice. They don't want anything to do with the voice. Oh no, but the voice said, Moses said, if they won't, or God said to Moses, if they don't believe the first sign, the voice first sign, they'll try the second, they won't believe that, then get some water poured on the ground. That to me, that's like the dust, you see, wipe the dust off, waters of separation. He said, get some water of the river, pour it in the grounds, become blood, and show what she's going to be drenched in, blood. So that's exactly what it was. Now listen, Brother Branham took his third sign as the word and says, that will bring blood. The last plague is spiritual death. Remember what he said previously as we studied this message? He said that light, that cloud gave light to one and darkness to the other. Now when you go into darkness, you go into darkness the minute your doubts come up and you ask questions. I explained that. You get in a room with Brother Branham, ask questions, starts to go dark. Even though you're trying to believe. You stop trying to believe, just believe. I told you I had that problem over the saints in the great tribulation. I've been so thoroughly schooled in the other side from Dr. Bosworth, Aarons, and all the rest of them. And I studied myself and I found I agreed with him because I misunderstood the word. And I asked legitimate questions. Every time he explained, I couldn't get it because my mind was saturated. And as the room began to get dark and I saw him fading from me, I said, one question, Brother Branham, one more question. Yes, Brother Vail, what is it? I said, thus saith the Lord, the saints will not go through tribulation. He said, it is, Brother Vail. I said, Brother Branham, I believe you. The saints will not go through. I will find it by the grace of God. 10 years later. 10 years later. Can you sit for 10 years? Brother Vail has no patience. Have you got that kind of patience? I want to ask them questions. I've been asked questions. I'm asking you questions. That's only fair. Have you got that kind of patience? No, you don't have that kind of patience. You're not required that kind of patience. I'm required the kind of patience which 20 years for a simple answer. True. Your patience is different from mine. I'm different from all of you. You're different from me. So if we're in the Word, that should make the difference right there. That makes the binder. That makes the glue that holds together. That's the whole thing. That's where patience comes in, love comes in, trust comes in. If I'm a fruitcake, they come by handy at Christmas. That's not very long to wait. September, October, November, December, 4 months. Can't you wait 4 months and 10 days? You didn't think I'd spring that, did you? I never know what I'm going to spring on myself, so that takes care of that. Drenched in blood. All ministries have three signs. 103rd paragraph. If it's sent from God. Now, Jesus had three signs. Moses had three signs. Noah had three signs. Elijah. What those three signs are, I don't know. I have not figured it out. I haven't taken time. I don't know if they ever will. But I believe it. And I can see where every single one had three signs. Even Noah. One sign would be building the ark. One sign would be with the animals coming in. The third could be when the door was shut. I don't know. That sounds logical. I don't say I'm right. Elijah had three signs. What did he have three signs? Well, I guess when the fire fell one time. Second, when the rain came. Third, when he ran ahead of the horses. You get an old man like him beat a bunch of horses down the hill. And he had a head start, too. I don't know. That could be three signs. I don't know. I don't know, but there's three signs here. We know Brother Branham. The Bible said so. No, you believe the Sodom sign? That's the last paragraph 104. Then why can't you accept the Malachi voice that follows the sign to return to the Word? Now, you see, that's the thing that they will not take. That's the same thing that brother from India came over here, and he said, see, you people had to come back to the Word in America. We in India never left the Word. Right today, I've got his book, Return Seventh-day Adventist. Makes a big deal of it. Oh, God, when you turn to dead stuff like that, what are you? Sat in my home that time. His face was as black as an angry cloud. I said, Spiller, what's the matter with you? Nothing. I said, come on, quit playing games. I very seldom talk to people that way. I just don't do what they want. I said, come on, quit playing games. I know there's something to upset you. What is it? What is it, brother? Answer a question. I said, what is it, question? I'll answer. He said, what's the body made of? I said, many members. No, he said, no. I said, don't play games with me. That's what the Bible says. He said, has it got a head? He wanted me to say, head, trunk, and limbs. Here's the Bible. $1 million. I'll rob 10 banks to get it. Like you could shoot me up to get it. Show me the Bible where it is, and I'll get you $10 million. Do I say 1 or 10? Doesn't matter. I haven't got either one, but I have to kill to get it, maybe. I'd be glad to kill to get you. If this Bible has head and trunk and limbs. Hasn't got it. It's got head and many members.
Amen.
You know that. You're smart enough to know that the word limbs is not in the Bible and trunk. He said, well, brother, ask a question. Has it got a head? I said, yes, if you mean the living word of Almighty God. No, the Holy Ghost. I said, hold it right there. That's Pentecostal. I said, don't give me that stuff. A man that shook India. With a crowd of roughly a million. Miracles after miracles. Everywhere. Where is he today? On moon landing day, he became the Son of God. God incarnated him. Lovely man, too. When he first started, a real angel of light. Preached this word of God like an angel. I heard him preach on several occasions. He criticized us Americans. And his sermons, I heard maybe 4 scriptures, and mine, you'd hear many as 200. And I'm not boasting. So where's the Bible? At least one thing, if you hear me preach, and I'm using the Bible, which I'm just reading Brother Branham, you can go home knowing you have heard the word of God, even if it was distorted. Because, man, I read scripture after scripture. And I'm not boasting, I'm just telling you the truth. See? Malachi voice, brother, sister. One voice. Not transferable. No, not transferable.
Amen.
The voice of God is not transferable. It is assimilable. You can assimilate it, but it doesn't transfer. The rain that cometh off from heaven is found of God in the mouth of a prophet. And those ordained to preach it. Falls upon the ears and goes to the heart. And men suddenly see a vision. And the vision is Christ before them. That's when they see him and they get really born again. Brother, sister, can't you understand there can be no birth outside this word? I just don't care what anybody says. There's just no way. Nothing outside the message is going to come to life because there's no life in it. Come on, how in the world you put life in a stone? And yet the stone does have life in this sense. Molecules move no matter what the density is. But who's ever seen a stone move? When it gets hot enough, it flows. You bet. You get the stone hot, she'll move. I think pressure is going to make us move too. All these living stones are going to get hot enough by the pressure coming in. We'll get out of here. Praise the Lord. I don't want pressure any more than you do, but let's face it. It's tit-tit-tongue. The Bible said, so you see it. Then this is the voice of the sign. Free the wrath to come. Now, remember, he's a judgment prophet. Don't think because I belong to UPC, Assemblies of God, Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, I have a right to go in. God, there are these stones to raise up children of Abraham. Turn to the Word. Now, notice you use the word Abraham. Turn to Abraham. Why? Because everybody's got a boast, and I'm of God, Abraham types. We belong to Father. No way. Turn to the Word. Back away from your worldism, your organizational system and things. God will destroy them from the face of the earth. He'll sink them from the depth of the sea of forgetfulness like he did Egypt when he called Israel nation out of Egypt. When he calls the bride out of the church, you'll go through the tribulation and drench your blood upon the earth. Flee the wrath that is to come, for it's at hand. Remember, Jesus is the blood of God. And remember, he's here in the form of the Holy Ghost. And remember the bride, because she is now the living receptacle. She has become the blood of God. And there's only refuge in that blood. All other blood must be shed. Sure, you refused the blood of the Lamb, he meant you died. The firstborn was gone. In other words, protection is gone. Your name blotted out because the name and the whole inheritance lay in the firstborn. So it was gone. Yes, sir. Now, you can't see these things. I don't know what you think about them. I'm only responsible for reading them and talking about it. See, that's the way we're doing this morning. It's up to you. If you can't believe the sign, then believe the voice that follows the sign. Oh, my. Look, Moses, the type of going out now. He was to tell the people about a promise that had been made, given to the fathers. It's been given to the fathers. Now, remember my promise to their fathers. And now, what's Moses to do? To turn the hearts of the people back to what the fathers had said. And what was said? You're going to go down for 400 years and come out here? I'm going to take you out with a high hand. There was a promise. And that promise we read the other day and showed you, that's the simplest. Phew. How do you hang your eternal destiny upon something so simple? Well, bring out your mighty theologians and a great dissertation, a mighty treatise on the whole thing. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hogwash. Bring out the simple word of God. See one word brought to pass. Brother Bass said, one word from you, O God, is more than a million words from us. How about one word manifested? Oh, brother, sister. Now we're getting into the real tremendous thing, and God manifests his own word. He interprets it by manifesting. I remember my promise. All the scruples of denominations. That's all the messed up, skewed up things of denominations, and so forth. Get back to the word. I know you. Lots of people like to do that. I'm not just scolding you here. I wouldn't say that. I couldn't say that like Brother Branham did. Now, he could get really up there and not scold anybody. Yeah, I get down here and I scold people. I must admit. I'm not nice like he is. So people say Leviel's not nice. That's true. In certain conditions. Yeah. These tapes go around the world. See everywhere. I'm not scolding you, but I'm scolding to whoever it is, where it belongs. I agree with that. I'm a seed sower. Hebrews 6. See? Revelation 10, Malachi 4 and 6. That's all I know to do. Oh, I know a lot more than that. I hope God keeps me from doing it. If Brother Bannon made a statement like that, that's what he said. He said, I always do what I want. I always want to please him. Well, you and I, we're just not quite so happy that way. It's up to you to make the decision. Flee the wrath that is to come, people. Don't think because you're Pentecostal. Don't think because your mother was a fine sanctified Methodist. Your daddy was a shouting Baptist, a good one. Don't think that that's going to have anything to do with you. Don't think because you belong to the church that they built or the church that you're building now. That'd be a lesson to us about building a church, shouldn't it? Ain't gonna make it do nothing for us. It's yet give us a little better place if we do ever build, which we may not. Who knows what's in the cards? You can't say, I'm gonna build and I'm gonna do this because the Word of God says, don't even say, I'm gonna go to town tomorrow, except the Lord willing. So the Lord willing, if we should have a building, because we like people to come in and visit with us and we want to make them comfortable, if we should do that, that doesn't do anything for us.
Amen.
Nope. That's just creature comfort. That's what Brother Branham said. He said, the folk here want to build a church. They've taken up money. He said, the trustees say the money's here. So he said, I'd go along with them. I could preach in anybody's front room and that'd be fine by me, but we don't have to do that. So therefore, we won't do it. Now we're here. We might have another building. Wonderful. I can preach there too if you want me to. If you don't, that's fine. That might be a way out, wouldn't it? Be a nice way out. Say, so Leville can finally retire. I've been flat tired for so long now. I guess really tired would be much better. What I need is a retread job. And I imagine some of you here are hoping that you get one too. You're a lot younger than I am, and whooey. I know some of you got it tough. You don't feel well, and I feel sorry for you. Don't think you belong to this church or that church, the church you're building now. Don't think because you're Pentecostal, spoken tongues, and dance of spirit. All those things are good, you know. And run up and down the floor 40 years ago. I guess it was 40 years ago I did that. Don't think because you've had healing meetings and so forth, don't fail to see that sign of a pillar of fire that God has vindicated and the voice behind it to turn back to God. Now remember, that's exactly what I read out of the 18th chapter of 1 Kings. The pillar of fire and the words turned them back. In other words, they knew that it was there. They could see the fire fall, which was not really the pillar of fire, but was emblematic of it because it was a judging fire that came from that God. I'm a consuming fire and I consume. I love the consuming fire. May he consume my heart of all its dross and all the things I'm into, brother, sister. Purge my lips, my tongue, everything. I need it. I'll be the first to confess it. I mean it with all my heart. Yes, sir. Now listen again. Don't fail to see that sign of the pillar of fire that God has vindicated. Didn't say that you saw it, but said God vindicated. And the voice behind it to turn to, back to God. What's his one purpose? Not anything for William Branham, but to get the people back to God.
Amen.
What more could you want in life? You know, I hunger and thirst for a people, and myself included, to be representative in the scriptural manner of the Logos himself. I don't know if we're going to get that far. By the grace of God, I believe we're going to get that far. Personally, I don't want to leave this earth until I've made giant strides in some direction toward him. Maybe I've made my strides. I don't know. I don't understand the things of God like I'd like to. I know it's not bound up in character, though character's there. It's not bound up in gifts, though gifts are there. It's not bound up in consecration, though that's there. It's not bound in obedience, though that's there. All those things there. But what is here? He is here. And his word is what our cells are going to form around to get us out of here. And they without us in the ground cannot be made perfect. They're waiting on us. They can't have their bodies until it's time to get ours. What's God to do? The transfiguration comes by the renewing of the mind. The mind is a part of the Spirit, brother, sister. And when that blessed Holy Spirit, the life of the Word, and the Word that's in our heart, transforms itself into the Spirit, and the Spirit begins moving through us. And as Brother Van said, it's so natural, people are missing it. And we're being so natural. I believe that with all my heart. You're going to see it, people. They'll just be it. The strain is all gone. It's all over. Why? Because we had a spiritual resurrection already, and now it has to come through the flesh in the form. That's why I say love each other. Love this word and love each other. I was rough this morning. I don't mean to hurt anybody, but I just want to know, look, I cannot take a chance on misunderstandings. I must let you know where I stand. And if you do not like it, I'm sorry. God knows I'm sorry. I can't help that. I've got to go and do what I've got to do. And I've been forced into it. Like a tube. As far as my ministry is concerned, I could have said last year when I preached the rapture and the sermons on the paradox, I'll never preach anything of that stature again. Although God knows people thought that I would never get that stature. That's all right. It's up to God. I don't have a stature. I try to have God's if I can possibly have it. And I'm not saying this to be glib or to attract any attention. I want you to know that because that's not in my heart. But I believe now at this very minute, I don't know. I say I just believe. That now that we come back to the prophet again and seeing these things we've never seen them before and understand as we never understood before. 3-4 years ago I said, God, prophet, prophet, God, that did it for me. But it didn't do what this is doing. This is an ollies that brings it together as it's never done before. Where do we go from here? I don't know. We're just going to continue because we go back to events made clear. I don't know what's going to happen. I've got no idea. But I know God is not dead. I know we're not dead. I know the chapter is not closed. But one day it will be. So as sincerely as I can, I tell you, look, this is what it's all about to me. Now listen, on the appearing. When a man raised up the sign, the same old school of thought, there's something wrong. It isn't coming from God. Oh my, make his path straight now. Do you believe it? Then return or blind. And he closes off his message. Now it says here, anointed ones of the end time. I believe it is. No, end time evangelism. See, they had a testimony, they'd seen the Lord. The others didn't believe it. He upbraided them because their hardness of their heart. Now listen, the others said, like William Branham said, I saw the pillar of fire, I've got the vindication, and God said, those people that will not believe are hard of heart, and God has a controversy with them. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, my brother, my sister. Oh, say, Brother Bill, I believe there's grace. Come on, grace runs out, judgment sets in. What are they talking about? Let's not get our own thoughts in here this morning, brother, sister. Let's get the Word of God in here. He upbraided them. This is, he's drawing the parallel. So it is today, see. They didn't believe these people who had seen that he was not dead. He's alive. And what is the sign today? Jonah, resurrection. If Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's here in the form of the Holy Spirit, he will do now what he did back there in the flesh. That's not been for 2,000 years, brother, sister. People say what they want. People always say what they want. Thank God a prophet couldn't. You believe that? You better believe it. We haven't got a thing to stand on. Hope you're not tired. I'm not tired at all. Brother Pete already this morning, because I was tired, wasn't I, Pete? I finally said, what'd you do, give me a shot in the arm from long distance? You're a good kid. I love you. Same thing today when you see his work. Now we have already seen and are witnessing the appearing of the Lord. Now, come on, is the baptism with the Holy Ghost the appearing of the Lord? Is it in signs and wonders? Yes, but no. The appearing in signs and wonders is over. It's person. Brother Branham told us. I read it to you. Have you got the tapes yet? You got a lot of tapes? Give them the tapes. Tell them to study them. Well, you don't have to study them. Do what you want. Now, remember, appearing and coming is two different words. To appear and then come. Now is he appearing. He's already appeared in these last days. Right here was in the last few years. Now it's a sign of his coming. He's appearing in the church in the form of the Holy Spirit. Showing that it's him. Because people can't do these things that you see the Holy Spirit doing. That's not the baptism, brother, sister. Come on. Or then nobody's got the Holy Ghost, that prophet. Come on, let's be honest now. Let's get this thing down. See, this is where the big trouble is. This is where always the trouble is going to be. Don't kid me that you got another answer. I'm going to tell you the answer. Here is where the trouble is. You see, old Evil, don't talk about old Evil. Let's get out of here. You all know I one at a time, but you want me to stare you down. Let's get this thing flat. This is where it is. Not what you think it is. I'm telling you. Now, if you don't want to be told, that's fine by me. You go your way and I'll go mine. This is what the prophet said. It's all over that little thing called the appearing. Now, don't get mixed up in personalities. William Branham was not he. William Branham revealed him. Without him, there'd be no visible appearing and no revelation. I'm not that kind of a guy. I know where I stand. This is your crux. This is where the gates of hell are against. One of the places. There's another place I'll find it sometime again. He says, sign of his coming, appearing in his church in the form of the Holy Spirit, showing it's him. Because people can't do the things that you see the Holy Spirit doing. It's so that's the appearing of the Lord. Now remember, he spoke both places, appearing and coming. And yet people try to tell you, and it's the Pentecostal dogma that's still in their minds, the fundamentalism that came out of Darbyism. Came out of Drummond. Darby, the whole bunch of the same. Where the appearing is supposed to be him coming in a rapture. That is not the appearing. That is the coming. I want you to know this. You listen to this tape. You heard me say it 100 times. You might have thought today I was trying to say it about myself that I was packing this message. I had no more to do with the message, nothing. No more than just a voice. And my voice, even against my better judgment, I want to be a trapper. But it's the will of my Father I declare to do. I'm determined to do. I wasn't the one that appeared down there on the river. I was only standing there when he appeared. I'm asking a question, what appeared? What did they see? A ring like a rainbow. Hundreds saw it. And the voice that said, as John the Baptist forerun the first coming, so your ministry, your message, will forerun the second coming, was the voice of William Branham. And the puzzle meeting. She said, Bill, I heard it was said, but that was your voice. And he just smiled. So I took her to 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, the 16th verse, just before she died. Why do you think God impelled me to go to see her? Now, I'm some great hero? No, I'm just a stupid jerk that can hear God once in a while. You think, Brother Vail, that's not nice to say. I said it, and I won't take it back. Because I never considered myself anything. That's been one of my major problems, that old inferiority complex. But that doesn't have anything to do with it anymore. By the grace of God, what I preach from these sermons will be simpler and simpler and simpler and simpler. Until we no longer look at a man and dissect him. Well, see, he's got these eyes. We'll look at the eyes. We'll look at the ears. Look at the nose. We'll look at this. We'll do this. We'll watch. We'll cut his flesh apart. We'll see this. We'll see that. No, you just see the man. See, that man, that's a man. That's the way the word is. Otherwise, why did he call it body word? Not dissecting, it's the whole message. You take it, you don't leave part of it. I told you for years I've had trouble with certain sermons, and I turned away and said, I don't want that. I said, just a minute now. Maybe he's not saying what you think. Forget it. Never mind what you think. Just look at it anyway. Now, there's some sermons like the Feast of the Trumpets. Except for certain quotes, brother, sister. I haven't picked it up for what, 2 years maybe? Maybe about 2 years. Maybe a year. I don't remember anymore. It may lie there for another year. I don't know what I'm going to do. He said, I'm determined to do his will. I wasn't the one that appeared in the earth. I was only standing here and he appeared. I'm not the one that performs these things and foretells these things. But yet he's foretelling them. Say, William Branham, if you're not foretelling them, tell me quickly, are you kind of like the three faces of Eve? No, I'm William Branham, but you see, he uses my voice. Oh, that's different. Okay. God to the people. I'm the only one that's near when he does it. Only a voice that he used to say it. Here you are. It wasn't what I knew, it's what I surrendered myself to that he spoke through. Now, I can't say that. I got to surrender myself to what this man says and believe the Holy Ghost leads me. The same as you do. There's no difference between the two of us. It just happens I'm standing up and you're sitting down there. If you want to reverse it, well, I wouldn't say I'm going to sit down there. You do what you want. See? Was I surrendering myself to you? It isn't me. It wasn't the seventh messenger. Oh, no, it was the manifestation of the Son of Man. Listen, it was a manifestation of the Son of Man. You say, gentlemen, I am the manifestation of the Son of Man. No, he's telling you what's involved in it. What was said and what was done. And this is the vehicle. I am not the Son of Man. He is not the Son of Man. It's in the form of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is doing it through the vessel. What could God do in the time of Adam when he was strictly in a spirit form? Nothing. Put him in a body, then watch things happen. You say, but Brother Bill, some bad things happen. Certainly. That's your question. If you had a chance for all the good things and some chance for some bad things, would you turn down the fact of a body just because there was a chance for some bad things? No, this is our home. We're going to come back here with a changed form. Where it's all good. The old Peter said, shall we not take good and evil from the hand of the Lord? Calm down, Rover. Don't go biting the hand that fed you. You're going to read evil and bad, evil and good. And let's face it, we've had it mostly good. I look back and I've, shed my crocodile tears. You heard me talk about I've been down the road and had it rough. I'm going to tell you something about my experiences down the road. Ain't really nothing to it. I look back. I can't even remember them hardly. All I know was rough. Women preachers and thrown out of a church and everything else. Refused to help me on the road when they preached for me. They wouldn't give me an offering. So what? Man, that's so good fed in me, too. I didn't even have to pray that the Lord turned the macaroni into good food. I had good food. He never let me down. Never let my wife down, kids down, yes. Now, we often thought he, was going to do it, but... nothing for the time being. It seems good. It seems grievous, the Bible said. Paul said it. Peter said it. But afterward, so, fine. Like a woman having a baby. It's hard to carry babies and then bring them to birth. But, what would you do without little kids? You think you're bad now, you'd be worse than ever if you didn't have little kids around you. See? It's not God. He's not man, he said. No, it wasn't the messenger, his message. It was the message, the mystery that God unfolded. It's not a man, it's God. Remember, Christ, the mystery of God. The angel was not the Son of Man. He was a messenger from the Son of Man. There it is. Now, he said, I'm not the Son of Man. That's not the Son of Man. I'm a messenger. Now, we're getting it. He's doing it through me. He's talking through me. The Son of Man's been revealed. See? Now, right down there, Elohim has to be on the scene. Now, you can't split God in 14 different ways. There's one God with all these offices. Now, I haven't got it worked out in my mind. I could take you to the simplistic attitude, and the simplistic attitude will just frame the thing right on the nose and hit it 100% except for one thing. I still got doubts. So I got to leave God hit alone. I don't know that he'll ever show me anything. If he will, that's fine. All right. He said, haven't had it through the age, trumpets. See the perfect continuity of Scripture. Here we live in it. My, here, look at that. The mysteries. The baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus. Away from the oneness idea. And these other things. How the Holy Spirit has moved in. Showed it perfectly. True baptism of the Holy Spirit. The token. Everything. Notice he says the true baptism of the Holy Spirit is the token. Now he doesn't say the true baptism is the token. He's saying it revealed the true baptism and the token as far as I'm concerned. Because though you do have the token, you don't have the token or you'd have all of God. You see, even at that, if the fullness of God was in William Branham, it still does not constitute an Emmanuel in the true sense of the word. He is not God, this wonderful Prince of Peace, Mighty God, He's just like the Moses and Paul. No difference. See, don't ever make Billy Branham more than he is, because that's not right. It's not done in the corner. It's done right before our eyes. Jesus, the Son of God. Notice, Jesus, the Son of God, revealing himself by the Scripture, making that Scripture that has been predestinated to this day, like it was to that day and other days live. That's telling right now that Jesus is making through William Branham the predestinated Scripture to live, so the prophet is the living Word of God manifested, manifesting the living Word of God. Oh, I know people who hate that. Well, brother, they didn't make too much of the prophet. Well, fine, I've got to make something to somebody. Like Joe Branham one day, the guy said, you know, he said, the preacher down there, he imitates your father, just imitate him. What? He said, you know, a better man to imitate? Joe ain't nobody's fool. No, well, he said, now I'll stop by myself just a minute if possible. I'll finish reading here. I was reading a piece of Scripture, and then he just goes to that Scripture, and I'm going to do the same thing. Leave the Scripture out and just say, I finished message reading, reading what I read. I trust now that you have a better understanding of what you have had, although it's the same understanding. There's no doubt about it. But you can see why I've stressed the presence of God, why I stressed the appearing, what it is all about. And you can see also where Brother Branham stood. I believe I stand with William Branham. I've got no vindication. I don't need any. I don't want any. I'm not interested. All I want to know is, can I take what he said and find it here? Does it line up? If it lines up, then that's all there is to it. Shall we pray at this time? Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to be together this length of time. Though, Lord, you know that I do not relish preaching this long. I don't know that the people do either, but trying to finish things up, Father. We never know what's going to be held next week. That way we can come together again. We know, Lord, that like Job's sons, all gathered in one place and the whirlwind came out of the desert and destroyed them. We know, Lord, that our times are in your hands. We're the step betwixt us and death. We do not control our destinies. We've been advised that we cannot even say tomorrow I'll go into such a town and do such and such. We say if the Lord will. So, Father, here we are at this moment, and hopefully, oh God, and that's all I can do is just hope and pray, Lord, that you overlook my mistakes and the things I perhaps should not have said or in manner which I should not have said them. But bring out the truth of your word, Lord, which we can see a continuity here as we've never seen before, and see the interrelationship of the prophet and you, Lord, and understand what is in this hour. And, Father, we know that is the living sacrifice for the misunderstood and the ignorant, that we didn't know these things, and the same Jesus raised from the dead in the form of the Holy Spirit came down as a spirit of wisdom to erase our ignorance, so the sacrifice stands. Light brings the fullness of the sacrifice into play for a blood-bought children, perfect by the blood of the Lamb, robed in the Holy Spirit, living by the life of the Word, ready to take her flight at any minute, Lord. Thy will be done, O God. Thy kingdom come upon this earth. Thou great and holy King that the prophet said was in our midst. Thou great and holy Judge that has made a pronouncement. What can we do but believe you? How we ought to shame and cower before you, Lord, if we do not believe you in this hour. Help our unbelief, Lord, if we have anything left in any shape or form. And I do admit, Lord, that that is not only possible, it is certainly true that there are spots of unbelief here and here. Remove every spot from our garment, O Lord, for the bride we know must be spotless and her garments without spot or wrinkle. Father, it's been that way. Our garment being the Word, we know it already is that way. Open our eyes to see it. Open our eyes to see it, O Lord. That's what it was. You were risen, but you had to open your eyes to see that you were. Paul already was an elect child of God, but you had to open his eyes to see it. The bride's already made the rapture, Lord. Open her eyes to see it. All these things are here. Like you said, children, have you any meat? And they said, no. You said, I've got plenty. Come on. The wedding supper spread. Some of our dearly beloved ones, Brother Sister Branham, they're over there already. They're waiting on us. Anxious. No doubt in what form of anxiety might exist there. Happily, we might say, not anxious, but happily anticipating that great day, hastening unto it. Lord, help us to hasten, that together we might hasten to the marriage supper, the great banquet in the skies. Father, just help us today to be real serious and sober and Foster that word amongst us as one mind, O God. Not that I want people to have my mind, Lord, and Lord God, you know that. I don't want that. I want your mind in me and your mind in them and one mind together. And that's fine. Because then we're all led by you and we're all fed by you and the whole thing is of you. Because there's only one body, one faith, one spirit, one Lord. There's one baptism. We know that, Lord. There's all one there. There's not a dozen different things. And then if we're right, then we're all one. Because that's your word. And I appreciate that, Lord. Now help us, Father, if we just realize that, then there wouldn't be anything else but that. Maybe that's what Brother Branham meant when he said the bride all have the same thought, just 10 of them. There's more than enough here, Lord, this morning to bring about a rapture if we just get in that frame, O God, which is a Holy Spirit frame. Bless each one in divine presence, Lord. May there not be one that isn't blessed. And Lord, being I'm up here praying, I don't feel too bad to pray for myself because I think I need it worse than anybody here, Lord, because the responsibility lies there. And I don't want to hurt anybody. And if I'm going to be responsible, Lord, I know that I've got to be responsible. There's no two ways about it. I got to answer to you, and I got to answer judgment day if I'm wrong to other people standing there. I trust, Lord, that no one has been hurt today, but everybody helped. Because I don't believe, Lord, there's a place here for anything but hell. Although the prophet did say we come for correction. And I realize that clubbing is not correction. It's hypocritical. But, Lord, I trust they haven't been that way. It'd be a little wrong, a little harsh. But you forgive me, Lord, and people forgive me, too. I trust that they will. And the spirit of love going on together with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, bearing, Lord, every thought and every transgression under your blood, leaving it there, lest we be condemned for having brought it out. And have to bear the consequences. May we understand that this morning and walk in that light. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.